On the final Sunday of the mayoral campaign, Republican Joe Lotta was in Harlem, South Brooklyn, and Bayside, Queens, while Democrat Bill de Blasio rallied with teachers and Latinos and made his final church visit before Election Day in Harlem. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports de Blasio was joined by some of his big-name backers who didn't always stay on message.
The First Corinthian Baptist Church in Harlem fits 1,800 people, and it was packed. Bill de Blasio was in the second row, rising, clapping, swaying for nearly 2 hours. When he was finally introduced, it was by entertainer and civil rights activist Harry Belafonte, who used the moment to rail against the Koch brothers.
They make up the heart and the thinking and the mind of those who would belong to the Ku Klux Klan. They are white supremacists. They are men of evil. They have names.
On stage, de Blasio said nothing to reject Belafonte's remarks. Outside to reporters, de Blasio said it was the wrong way to talk about the Koch brothers. When asked why he didn't make that point to the congregation...
See, I'm here mentioning it with you guys. Next.
Until then, Republican Joe Lotta had spent the better part of the day criticizing de Blasio for not being a morning person. Hours after Belafonte's comments, Lotta issued a scathing statement. He called de Blasio reprehensible for closely associating himself with Belafonte, who Lotta called an individual who has equated the American government to Al-Qaeda and the 9/11 hijackers, and has a long history of hateful, racist remarks. But de Blasio had already shrugged the incident off. He gathered with Latino leaders and elected officials for a rally at City Hall. Brooklyn-born actress Rosie Perez warned against apathy and gave a shout-out to neighborhoods from Williamsburg to Mill Basin.
And the list can go on and on because Brooklyn is big, baby.
Candidates have just one more day to get their message out and to get their message right. Voters head to the polls tomorrow. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.